Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are Scrubbing In, and that intro was a reminder that we are going to change our intro song, our opening.
Yes, I have been thinking about it a lot. I got a lot of DMs from Scrubber, so thank you so much for all your recommendations. I really appreciate it. And actually, a lot of Scrubbers thought that. So I guess Caitlin Bristow did this with her podcast, and she had one of her listeners make it, and it was like bomb. So I think we should throw it to our Scrubbers to make some
contest.
Yeah. To make a Sonic logo.
I think that's great.
Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm leaning, because anything I started like making poems and rhymes and stuff, and it just,
Tanya, it's,
I know it's not my skill set.
You have so many talents and skills. Let's let some other people just, the ones that thrive and are talented in that department.
No, I'm with it. Okay. I'm with it. I thought it was a really good idea.
So we're going to copy Caitlin Bristow. We're going to have a contest for our Scrubbers to create
our Sonic logo.
Should we explain the concept of a Sonic logo?
Yeah, because I don't know what that is.
It's basically like the intro of our podcast where it says Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio podcast. Dun 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 dun.
That's the Sonic logo. The near 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 near. That's the iHeartRadio Sonic logo.
Yeah, and you know what? That is a generic podcast logo, and we are not a generic podcast. We have heartbeats. We have blood pumping through our veins, and we have a community here, and it's time that our Sonic logo represents that.
And another example is the Netflix sound, the gong gong that you hear at the beginning of a Netflix. It just makes you excited because you know excellent things are coming your way when you hear that. And that's the goal.
My only goal to the Scrubbers that are listening that are inclined to partake in this homework assignment, my only request is that it has some sort of forward-thinking, aspirational dream for the podcast.
Like,
I would say Grammy, but I looked into it and we can't win one. So
yeah, I was going to ask what your research conclusion was on that one.
It was a no-go for now.
But you know, at one point, Pop Podcast wasn't in the People's Choice Awards, so things can change.
Exactly.
So you had a trip this weekend, a big milestone.
Big milestone this weekend. And you did too.
Mine wasn't a milestone, but I did go on a trip.
Yeah.
What was your milestone?
2 years since I met Red Star. And we did, we went to dinner. He got me this like beautiful, it was a bouquet in the shape of a butterfly. It was gigantic. It was literally the size of my table. It was so beautiful. I was bawling when I got it. Like I didn't stop crying for like maybe 2 hours. On and off, not like steady for 2 hours.
Like, are you drinking your water?
No, on and off. Just because it was like the craziest thing I've ever seen. It was literally a bouquet of flowers in the shape of a butterfly. And he like handpicked the colors and like all that stuff. So it was just really special. And then that night we did our top five memories of the year. I put them in the scrapbook. Actually, I don't have it with me. I left it at his house, but we had our homework assignment at dinner, which was really cute. And yeah, it was just really, really good.
What was the homework assignment at dinner?
We had to think about our top five moments from each year.
So did y'all talk about them or you just thought?
Yeah, it was so funny because we're like at a romantic dinner with like twinkle lights and I pull out like my notebook.
No.
Yeah.
Tanya.
Pulled out my notebook and my pen. And I said, let's think about our favorite moments.
At dinner, you brought that.
Yeah. And the waiter actually said something. I was like, yeah, you know, we love homework. I can't remember exactly what the waiter said. And Robbie looks at me and goes, it makes her happy, which makes me happy.
I was like, I truly could not. He is a patient. He loves you.
It was fun.
I'd be like, Tanya, back in the bag. We'll do that when we get home. We can talk about our favorite moments, but the homework will be done at home.
And that was nice.
Yeah, nice. But he says,
you want to know what's crazy? So we're like leaving, we're going to the car and this woman comes back to the front of the restaurant and she comes up to the other woman. She goes, it was nice working with you, and like hugs her and starts like going off. I guess she had just gotten fired.
Oh,
it was so uncomfortable. We literally were like,
yeah, that's really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was really uncomfortable. But yeah,
happy anniversary.
Thank you.
And anniversaries are weird because like traditionally you celebrate them on the day you started date officially or whatever, but we celebrate ours on like basically the same, like the day we met.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, so then we became boyfriend girlfriend in January, so there's that date. Mm-hmm. Then we broke up.
Ooh, trigger.
Yeah. Then we got back together, so there's that date. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, well, let's just go from the beginning.
I like that. It does kind of interfere with my birthday trip, so I don't know if that's going to be a problem forever, but we'll navigate that.
We'll navigate that
as the time comes up. Uh-huh. So yeah, we went on, every year I do a trip. My goal every year for my birthday is just to like be with my friends and go on a trip because I don't like a ton of attention on my birthday, and that takes off the attention. Just like is everyone's together and we're in a new place in a cool house or whatever. So this year was different because Allie, Laura, and Tanya weren't able to go on the trip. So we did the party, the Halloween party. And so there was a lot of like birthday celebration for 2 weeks, which really defeated my purpose of like, or my point of not liking a lot of attention on me or like talking about my birthday. But everyone this past weekend was like, happy cheers to Becca's birthday. And I was like, enough, no more. We celebrated last week, but I left feeling so overwhelmed. Like I just woke up today feeling so grateful for the friends in my life, because I was looking around the room and granted three of them were my sisters and they were, you know, built in besties. But I think just like looking around and seeing all these different people from different parts of my life together, I was like, oh my, I'm so lucky. A lot of people don't even have one best friend and I'm able to have like the most amazing people in my life surrounding me every day. So I had this like really profound moment of being like, I'm the luckiest person in the world. So I felt really grateful just for the past few weeks.
That's really good. I feel like being rooted in gratitude is like just such a, cause I think everybody has things in their life where you can kind of get bogged down. You can think about, you know, the negative of everything and mm-hmm. anything. Everybody has their mountains. Everybody has their whatever. But if you just stay rooted in that gratitude, it's like mm-hmm. a nice place to be.
Yeah. I think it's just like finding it in things like something as simple as just like your friends, having friends, you know, and having people that you feel very supported and loved by. Because even though in my mind I was like, oh my gosh, my birthday's never ending. And people keep saying, I was like, how lucky am I to have people who want to celebrate my day of birth, you know? So it was really fun. We drank a lot. The altitude, we were at 9,000 feet and we went to Breckenridge, Colorado, and like none of us could breathe. It was like really intense. At the grocery stores, they have like cans of oxygen so that you can like,
gosh,
you know, breathe
scary.
Better. I should have gotten them. I didn't.
I feel like I drank a lot this weekend too, but you know what's interesting? So when I got that bouquet, that butterfly bouquet, and I was like sobbing, I took this video of myself and I posted it on my Instagram. And like, I'm not even kidding you, the amount of DMs I got from people that were sick. Cause I posted this video of me like sobbing. And I just said, like, for anybody that's out there that is saying, you know, there's no good men out there, or you're feeling deflated and you feel like you've gone on a million dates and nothing's going wrong. Like they do exist. And the amount of DMs I got from women and girls just saying how they're in that phase of life right now, they're in that season of just like hopelessness and defeat and deflation. And like, it made me like, I was reading them, and then I think that's why I was crying for 2 hours on and off, because I was reading all these messages of people that are just like in that season, and that season sucks, man. Like, you feel so defeated and you feel so hopeless at times, you know? And then I think once, I think that's why I try to stay really like grateful about my relationship and the good parts about it, because that season is rough.
Yeah, I never went through that. I've never gone through that season because I was always like so independent and like almost like detached from allowing myself to, like that. I just never went through that season, and I'm grateful because I know it's, I mean, I think everyone has their different things where they may feel deflated, whether it's career, love, friendship, whatever. But I do know, like, even just from our emails, like so many people go through that. Is it ever going to happen for me? And I think it's interesting because I watch people's videos now from a different perspective, because I remember thinking I'm never going to be that person who like falls in love or like feels that giddiness or gets like insecure, jealous because of, you know, like being in a relationship with someone or like letting yourself feel vulnerable. Like, I never thought I'd be that person. And I see other people talking about it and they're like, I don't get jealous, or I don't feel, you know, I don't get like giddy about someone. And it's, I always just want to be like, just wait. Like, it only takes one person for that change that about you. And it is like a very uncomfortable, vulnerable place to be in, because I even said, I think last week on the podcast, sometimes I miss that like detached mentality because it made things easier in a sense. For I was always just steady. And but then you miss out on the real highs. Like, even though the lows can suck, like, you miss out. Like, when you just stay consistent and you don't let yourself feel sad or like extremely excited and happy, you miss like the like kind of core of life, which is like the real highs, and then the low lows, even then they're really hard.
Yeah. Like, we went to go get coffee Saturday morning, and we ran into a friend of mine from church that I hadn't seen since before the pandemic. And so I introduced her to Red Star, and she was like, oh my gosh, it's so crazy. She's like, we used to pray for you. And I was like, yeah, it's true. We did. That's a church. That's right.
The whole church.
The whole church.
Praying for Tanya's man.
Yeah. Here you are. Welcome. I'm like,
I mean, it's true. I think it's like being able to experience that is a real exciting thing. And I also want to encourage you that if you are in that time of your life, I can't relate because I don't think Tanya and I have very different personalities. So if you relate to that, I probably don't relate or haven't experienced the feelings you feel of like defeat and like feeling deflated about dating. But also know that like there's so many other beautiful parts of life that should be celebrated and rooted in gratitude. Like you said, like while you're going through that, like make yourself better. Like, work on yourself, work on your friendships that you have, your relationship with people, your career. It's like there's so many other things functioning around you that aren't dependent on having a partner.
Yeah. But it's weird because I was like kind of hesitant to post the video because I was like, I'm really happy in a relationship, so the crying seems weird. But it's literally because I just remember that feeling of just like sadness.
Yeah, you wanted it so bad. Yeah.
And then when you have it, it's like you don't want to take it for granted. So anyway, it's just like a lot. Being an adult is hard. Emotions are annoying.
You know what's not annoying?
What?
That Taylor Swift is releasing her Red album, re-releasing Taylor's version of Red this weekend. And we're going to be in Nashville.
That's right.
Did you forget we're going to Nashville?
Yes, I did.
Here's a reminder. You're going out of town again.
Yeah. Wow. We're going to be in the epicenter of Taylor.
Yeah. For the Red release.
Wow.
Because everyone was writing me this past weekend and they're like, oh my gosh, you went too early to this cozy cabin. Like, you should have waited until Red. I'm like, don't you worry. We'll be in Nashville.
I don't know if I'm like emotionally prepared for this album right now.
Well, we weren't already. And then she says she's doing a short.
The short film for All Too Well.
Yeah, short film for All Too Well.
Wait, okay, so she posted, there's this clip, the girl who's starring in the video, I think, what's her name, Sophie?
Sadie Sink.
MTV found this video of Sadie Sink talking about her love for All Too Well, like years ago. So I have a feeling, because we know how Taylor's a lurker. I feel like she probably found this girl because she was like talking about it publicly or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And put her in her video.
Absolutely. You think there's no chance that's a coincidence.
No chance.
Well, she's doing all this publicity. She's doing like Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, and Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Oh, she's from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I know her. Sure. She's great.
Yeah.
What a great name, too. Sadie Sink.
She was born to be in the spotlight.
Real? You think it's real?
It does appear to be her actual name, Sadie Elizabeth Sink.
Well, that's what we all think, you know?
Okay.
That's what we all think. But yeah, I'm really excited to be in like the birthplace of Taylor Swift. Not the birthplace, but like the birthplace of...
The epicenter.
Yeah, as Tanya said, yeah.
Yeah.
Epicenter. Mm-hmm. So Red Star got Tanya a frame like that has... photos that like change, you know, like a photo album, but mm-hmm. in a frame.
Digital frame.
Because of this photo. So I have this photo of us kind of like up. It's like my only photo of my work desk or whatever. And so he said, instead of having this photo there, I can have this digital, it's like a looped photo album.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cute, but it's also very distracting
by it. I saw myself in one of the photos.
Yeah,
just seeing things that catching my eye.
There's like photos of me on there by myself. I was like, why don't you put photos of me by myself in my photo in the thing? But I think he went chronologically through our entire relationship. So there's like a lot of photos on this thing. Yeah.
Well, this is the other thing. I feel like this has nothing to do with this. I'm just still thinking about Taylor Swift. I feel like, you remember she did Reputation and there was zero press, like nothing. She did nothing. And I feel so, there's like this warmth I feel that she's re-releasing Red and doing all this bonus stuff, like the short film and everything. And then she's doing all this press surrounding it. It just makes me feel like we're back to like
old days.
Yeah. And I like it. Makes me feel cozy.
It's like she's not really doing press.
She's doing Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, and she's doing like some event in New York for
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, well, that's and then I think another.
Yeah.
But then also Billy Joel said that he that she's the Beatles of her generation. And I just have to say, I couldn't agree more because I always say I feel so lucky to be in the generation of Taylor Swift and her music.
I just can't wait to get the ones from the vault in this because that album is like gut-wrenching. Literally, it's like it's the epitome of a breakup album. So imagine the songs that she wrote for that album that couldn't make the cut because they were probably too vulnerable. She was probably too close to it in the time, but now she's had however many years to step away. Mm-hmm. Like, this is gonna be good.
It's gonna be good.
Good. I should wear red every day to celebrate. I'm going to do that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't have that much red, but
I might not either. So I'll be re-wearing this red sweatshirt every day, but you know.
Well, shifting gears to something else that we love. We have a Grey's Anatomy cast member scrubbing in today, which you know is just our bread and butter. It's why we're here, what we came for, et cetera, et cetera.
Paging Dr. Hayes.
Paging Dr. Hayes, Richard Flood. I mean, we could not be more excited. And I'm interested to talk to him because I haven't seen any interviews of him like outside of the show. So I'm interested in what he's like. I know.
Like in terms of what he's like in the wild, like in the real world.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back to talk to him. Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at Macy's.com/gift finder. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
All right, you guys, today is a very special Monday because we have someone from our favorite show, our namesake show, scrubbing in today. We have Richard Flood, a.k.a. Dr. Hayes, scrubbing in today. Hello.
How are we doing?
We're doing really... Oh, Tanya, what?
I mean, we're better than great because... Whenever we have a Grey's Anatomy cast member on,
I don't know if your brain's working enough to come up with something good.
It just works. It's like when the royal family has a baby.
It's a good omen.
Okay.
It's an omen.
Sounds pretty good. Happy to be a good omen today.
Yeah. So I don't know if like we assume that the cast just like talks about our podcast and how much they love being on our show. And that's how like word gets around for everyone to come on eventually, because y'all are all just like you're sitting on set in between like fixing the lighting. Y'all are talking about scrubbing in podcast and like.
That's it. Yeah. It's always the first topic of conversation whenever we see each other.
Yeah, we assume that. So we're honored to have you today.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
I love your accent. So
grew it myself.
What'd you say?
I grew it myself.
It's lovely. were you a fan? Like, did you watch the show before you were cast to be on it?
I obviously was very aware of it, and I'd seen it probably way back when it kind of started, but I'd definitely, you know, fallen away from it. I hadn't been following all 16 seasons or whatever. When I started, was it 16 I started on? I can't even remember now. But, you know, I was very aware of a lot of the characters and a lot of the actors and the history of the show and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So I was aware, but I wasn't up to date.
Yeah. You were aware of this massive show that was on its like 16th season.
Yeah.
but you hadn't watched every episode like Tanya.
No.
And myself.
And I felt bad then going on because I hadn't seen very, very much of it, especially the recent stuff. And especially when Jake Borelli told me it took him a year. When he started on the show, he watched every episode of it.
To prepare.
During his first season, I think he would watch it. So I felt very negligent in the duties that I hadn't watched every episode.
Well, I mean, that's a lot to catch up on, a lot of tragedy and a lot of characters in and out. So
I remember one of the first table reads. You know, being quite confused, really, because there were so many different relationships happening, and we were just reading a script, and I was trying to pick up what I could. It was like, so who's married to who, and who cheated on who, and who has children with who? You know, it was very confusing.
It's a lot to unpack. You know, we actually just recently had Kevin on the podcast.
Kevin McKidd, yeah.
Kevin McKidd on the podcast.
I know.
You're the first person to have that reaction.
I think he was sarcastic.
Do we know? They're both Irish. He said they're feisty.
Yeah, he's Scottish, but we won't hold that.
Well, no, because I've held a grudge against his character for years. Like for years and years on this podcast would just talk smack about his character all the time, and every Grey's Anatomy character that we've had on the podcast says that he's just so wonderful to work with and everybody loves him, but I couldn't separate him versus his character. And so having him on, it was like a very healing moment for me, because I felt free of this burden of hatred towards his character for cheating on Christina so many years ago.
Yeah, he's hard to hate. He's a hard guy to hate.
Yeah.
You can't dislike him once you meet him. It's impossible.
Yeah, he was really great. But were you intimidated coming on? Because, well, the whole backstory was that Christina sent you for Meredith. Like, that was kind of the whole intro that we got of your character, Dr. Hayes.
Yeah.
Did you feel, I mean, being a love interest for Meredith Grey, there's a lot of weight there for... at least for the fans. I don't know if you felt the weight, but we felt the weight.
Well, you know, I suppose I didn't really think of it like that. I couldn't really sort of put myself in that kind of group. You know what I mean? Like you can't carry the weight of that in, you know, you're just trying to do good scenes and play your role. You can't think about the whole size of it or like how many people are watching it or any of that sort of stuff. You just can't. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do anything, I'd be frozen if I was thinking about that. But my first, you know, it's intimidating coming on because you're coming into someone else's universe, you know, so much history there, and you're kind of the new guy, like, hi, how's it going? But one thing that did help me was Kev was directing my first episode.
Kev.
McKidd. when I arrived on, he was one of the first people that I met, you know, my first day on set. And we know some people in common and all that sort of stuff. So he put me at ease sort of straight away. He's very easy and an easy director, and it was all very welcoming. So it's always fine. You know, you just hit the ground running then. And then you're just doing scenes, so you're just getting on with it.
Yeah, I would imagine like going to a set like that would be entering a brand new school for the first time and being the new kid, wondering who you're going to eat lunch with, who you're going to connect with.
Who do you eat lunch with?
Well, now because of COVID, we have to eat in our trailers. We can't kind of congregate the same way because you can't eat indoors or any of that sort of stuff. So we all have to go to our trailers.
Oh. Who would you eat with?
Wait, if
you
could? Pre-pandemic.
I can't even remember. We used to always eat around the table reads and stuff, so everybody was around. But where did we eat before? Eat lunch? I can't even remember, to be honest.
Feels like really ages ago when we got to congregate.
Yeah, so I know, it does.
What happened pre-COVID? What was happening?
I know.
We don't know. No one can remember.
I know. I was actually going to say, is it when you are out in public, just like out in the wild, do people stop you or has that like stopped because of the pandemic?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, even with a mask on, people kind of do some often double take. It happens quite a bit now, actually, more than it has before and more than you ever get used to. But yeah, like I was in the supermarket yesterday and the girl at the cashier was like, are you beep, you know? And I'm like, yeah. You know, so it happens quite a lot actually here now. And when I'm back in Italy, it happens a lot there as well. But that's more.
Oh, yeah.
What's the best approach? Because I actually saw Kim
Raver. I was about to say, was that Tanya at the supermarket? Because she's done this with
Kim Raver.
Kim Raver. Yeah.
She shops at my grocery store. And I was like, because I am such a Grey's Anatomy fan, out of respect for her, I just didn't say anything because I was just being respectful. But then we had her on the podcast and she was like really cool about it. And I was like, okay, next time I'm going to say hi.
Okay. You weren't respect. You lingered. You definitely were creepy. We know you were creepy about it.
They're just following her down the aisle.
Yeah, basically. Just around the fruit section.
Is it Gelson's there? I've met her in that grocery store as well. And that's Gelson's. Yeah, I used to live around there. And I met her one time there.
She's like the best. But it's because you don't really know. You know what I mean? Like I feel like out of respect, I like to respect people's privacy. You just let them live their lives. But I think also, too, like you probably enjoy because the fans of the show are so passionate. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's a good thing. It's just a matter of the approach.
Yeah, people have always been very, very nice with me and, you know, complimentary. And they're just saying they enjoy the show or whatever. So it's always nice. It's never a problem, you know, just come and say hello.
Do you ever have any say in, like, have you had any say in what happens to your character? Or do you just get the script and you're like, okay, this is what I have to do?
You know, you have a bit. I mean, you've all the freedom to ask questions and talk to the writers. But I know that they do a lot of work before, you know, before we see any scripts and before the season starts in sort of preparing a story for each character and a journey. So you just kind of get on board with that. I did speak to Krista at the start of most seasons, I think. Like when I first came onto the show, I met with her and she was kind of outlining what they were thinking in terms of this character and in terms of that first season. But and then it kind of has a life of its own, you know, you just get on board with it and you're just getting scripts and reading it. And you're always excited to get the script because you're going to see
Yeah. So what's the vision for your character this season?
I have a prediction before he gives us. He won't give us any insight because no one's allowed.
I was trying to get it.
Never give us anything. They're under like the strictest NDA ever, right?
Yeah, it's pretty. I don't know what I can say. Oh my God.
Listen, just say everything and then we'll cut it out.
No, because you've already filmed, I'm sure, multiple episodes past what we've seen, correct?
What have you seen?
Well, we've only seen two episodes this season.
No, we've seen three, I think. Maybe.
What happened?
All I know that we had you and Meredith going in a direction and then she curved around.
Pivoted.
And Scott Speedman seems to be the lead right now. But there's some chemistry right now with you and Owen's sister who has returned. And I...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You felt that too, watching?
I don't know. I'm a bit hamstrung in terms of what I can say. I think... I don't know what you guys have seen, so I'm afraid to say anything. Because there's an episode coming up on Thursday, I think.
Yeah, we've had 2 weeks off, which is not fun.
I do
want to
ask that. Why does that happen? You know, we just started a new season. I'm all excited for my Thursday nights, and then you guys take it away again.
I don't know. I think that's further higher up the food chain.
He just does what he does, and then he's like, I'm going home. So whatever happens, he doesn't have control over when it airs, Tanya.
I'm just curious.
I'm not sure. It's something to do with scheduling. I don't know. It's not really.
Well, all right. I just felt like there was a scene where y'all were connecting over having children and you're helping her navigate some issues with her child. And so I was thinking, all right, we have seen Meredith kind of move in a different direction. And I need a stronger, I need you to come in with this strong storyline because I want to see you like fall in love.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what I can say right now.
Yeah, no, I think you've seen, with Abigail or with Megan. She brought her son in for me to kind of have a look at, to check out. And then.
That's the last episode.
That's the last you saw.
And then what?
Have you seen any kind of diagnosis there?
No.
Did I make any diagnosis about her son or anything?
I thought they did. Right. Is everything okay?
It's the next door neighbors, you know?
No way.
A great time.
That's actually hilarious.
Is that the direction you want to see for your character, Dr. Hayes? Like, are you wanting that romantic? Because they were really teasing us with the Meredith storyline. So I felt like it was like Andrew DeLuca and then it was Dr. Hayes, and then Andrew DeLuca sadly and devastatingly passed away. We were starting to see a direction. And unfortunately, when DeLuca died, it was like, okay, this is Meredith and Hayes. And then she went off.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know. I kind of, you know, I get the scripts and I get outlined how the series is going to go, or how the season is, they're thinking of it going. But, you know, I'm as surprised as you guys sometimes when I get the scripts. I don't really know what's happening necessarily. But, you know, the relationships are built, and they're built in a way, I suppose, to be then broken maybe, or... Mm-hmm. It's, you know, these are adult relationships, so there are speed bumps all the time, and timing has always been an issue for these two characters, and they're complicated. You know, they've got very complicated traumatic backstories. It's not easy for them just to, you know, have a fairy tale. So I guess that's kind of Grey's Anatomy, you know what I mean? It's never as easy as it seems.
I do feel like they're laying the land this season. Like, they're setting things up to where there's going to be a lot of action this season.
Yeah.
I think a lot of on-call room sexual activities are going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're in the middle of an episode now. Yeah. Which is
steamy.
Well, it's action-packed. There is some steam, I suppose, but it is quite action-packed, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, one thing Grey's Anatomy has always been able to do is show, like, in parallel lines, tragedy and, like, these sexy scenes, like, while the tragedy is happening.
Yeah, yeah, they kind of, it's a good formula like that. You know, it's the juxtaposition of those two things is kind of keeps everybody...
On their toes.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. Yeah.
Does your wife watch the show?
She has watched some of it. It's actually really popular in Italy. She's Italian, and you know, we live kind of half the time in Italy when we're not here. So it has a big following there. I don't know how much of it she's seen. She's seen some of the stuff that I've done, but we're not very good TV watchers. You know, we're sort of, I don't know, anytime we sit down to watch something, it takes a long time to decide what to even watch. And then we're like, oh, it's kind of late now, you know?
Yeah.
We're not the best. Like, I haven't seen, I don't tend to watch much of what I do. I find it kind of really uncomfortable. It doesn't really help me. So sometimes she'll be watching it and I'll be avoiding it in the background.
Yeah, I wouldn't like watching my significant other like kiss on screen.
No, he said she watches it. He doesn't.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, I that would be weird. That would be hard for me.
Yeah, it's not kind of fun.
Right.
But it's also because she's an actress, obviously, she understands the job and that it's, you know, it's kind of, they're the most uncomfortable or whatever scenes to actually do.
I bet.
Well, yeah, because they're not like sexy or anything. It's like getting the right angle, lighting it right. There's a bunch of people in there. Yeah. It's not like you're like having this intimate moment with someone.
No, it's weird.
Yeah.
Part of the job, but in context of the story, if it's right, it's right. You know what I mean? There's no problem.
Yeah, I think it works. I think it's definitely easier when you're both doing, like, you both have the same occupation and know, you know, what it takes to get to that scene.
Yeah. No one more.
Do you have like a cast bestie?
A cast bestie? Oh my god.
We're here with the hard hitting questions.
Yeah.
Well, because I tell you what's tricky is because all the time you're often working with different people on different days and your days are spread out. So and everybody, most people kind of have families and all that sort of stuff. So the thing about working in LA that I like, but I'm used to working in Europe as well, where you go to some strange city like Prague or whatever, and you're all away from your families and you bond very tightly because you're all staying in a house or a hotel or whatever, and you're having dinner together because you only know each other in that strange environment. Here, people have their whole lives and their families and everything. So once you finish, everybody kind of
goes home.
Yeah, you only really see each other much on set. I mean, I have seen a bunch of them socially, you know, as well, but we don't hang out as much offset as you would if you're not in LA, if you're somewhere else, you know.
Makes sense. Yeah.
This is I ask this to every Grey's cast member that we have on the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, Grey's is known for the most tragic deaths or exits for the characters. And I always ask, if you got to go to the writers and they were like, hey, you're leaving the show, you get to choose your exit / death if you want to go out heroically, whatever. What would your choice be?
No, well, I'm pushing for the spinoff, the Hayes Anatomy spinoff, which I think we should all, it'd be like Cormac Hayes moves to some small town in Tuscany in Italy and works in a hospital there and just has a really good time, you know. Does the best he can with everybody around.
Hayes Anatomy is so good.
Great characters kind of come and go. They visit, and he's just like a small town doctor. Maybe he'll solve crime on the side or something. But, you know,
that might be the best answer we've gotten from this question. Yeah, Hayes Anatomy.
I respect a spinoff. Put it out there.
Yeah,
Hayes Anatomy. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
and what a dream! You just film in Italy.
Yeah. And fight crime
while saving lives.
Yeah.
Save lives, maybe fight crime on the side. Yeah.
Well, we'll try to be extras on that because we've been trying to be extras on Grey's Anatomy and hasn't gone in that direction for us. So Hayes Anatomy feels like something we can make happen. Yeah.
You can come and hang out.
Perfect.
We'll book our flights to Italy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time to hang out and chat with us.
We really appreciate it.
I'm really rooting for Dr. Hayes storyline coming up that's going to just suck us in. And I feel that's happening.
There's good stuff coming up.
All right. Nice. Thanks for giving us a little bit. Thanks for giving us nothing. Oh, it was so great meeting you. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Dr. Hayes.
Bye.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at Macy's.com/gift finder. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
So I was totally for Meredith and Scott Smeeby, which I still am, but I have different feelings about Hayes now. And I want to see a love story for him more than I did before that interview.
I don't know, but I was tongue-tied. I was not expecting him to be. I was like, wow,
taken aback by how handsome he was and the accent.
And
I was
his
like,
streetwear, that like denim button-up with the cool necklace. Ah,
I too feel the same way. I was like not prepared for that.
Ill prepared.
And he would be talking and kind of grinning. And I found like I saw myself in the Zoom also grinning. And I was like, Beck.
No, I have no idea what he said. Like, did we get anything from him? I blacked out.
Honestly, I feel like that was kind of like a root canal for him because he can't say anything. And he.
Well, he didn't know what has already aired.
Yeah, he was very, he just struggled. I think he struggled through a lot of that interview.
Did we make him feel comfortable and at home? Because I don't know.
I think he was delighted by you. I think it was just a frustrating conversation because he couldn't go in any direction that he kind of wanted to or that you were kind of leading him.
I think I got all I needed to know, which was that he and Megan, Owen's sister, are going to have a thing. Because he was like, Like, I definitely feel like he gave me a little something there.
How come he gets to keep his natural accent and everyone else on that show has to pretend to be American?
Mark texted me that during the interview, but then I saw it after Becca was like, oh, you and Kevin, same British or whatever. No. I was like, oh no.
I was wrong.
I know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go down that path again because I feel like it was like insulting.
No,
I'm fine. You don't have to ask my questions. It's your interview. I'm just wondering. It's something I'm legitimately wondering because what's her name? Joe.
All of them.
British. Not all of them, but
and
a lot of
McKidd.
Them.
Kevin McKidd.
Kevin, who else?
I don't know. I feel like they all have accents.
No, they don't.
No.
I think that's it.
That's it?
That we know, yeah, that we've interviewed. But I just...
What did he say it was?
He's Irish. Kevin McKidd is Scottish. And yeah. There was something... Kevin McKidd either played in a movie or I mixed it up, which we know I'm not great with geography in general, but I thought he played maybe someone who was Irish. I don't know. But maybe it's because Christina sent him from Europe, and so it felt like natural that he
maybe.
Was...
That makes sense.
Look at Becca with the investigative true crime. That's where your true crime podcasting listening skills come to
Oh my God. Come to benefit. Well, Tanya started out so tongue-tied at the beginning and couldn't give an analogy of like having a Grey's cast member is like...
But like the royal family having a baby was a great, you ended up in a great place. It took you a second, but that was a great place to land.
Because it was one of your most like logical things you've said.
I'm like, when
like
have
that.
I ever failed to give a quick analogy?
It it's made him laugh.
An Irishman.
That giggle. That's what set me off. I was like, oh, I am unwell. I am.
Yeah. And he is.
And I have no makeup on today. Like I look like a rugrat.
No, I'm not. I do have makeup on, but I'm still not looking. I would have done a little bit more had I known.
I know. I actually was going to ask you if we should put our scrubs on today.
I didn't have
But I'm glad to. We didn't.
Yeah. We needed to really play cool. Yeah, he was really nice. I really, really enjoyed him, I think.
Gonna need a minute after that.
I am curious, though. So, because I remember, I know that Grey's Anatomy has always done the thing where they take breaks in the season, but never this soon, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like
Two weeks, though. Normally, they'll do 1 week and then they'll come back, but 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah, that's kind of a drag. But, you know, it's all about getting 24 episodes all the way to May.
Yeah, I was thinking May. Mm-hmm.
But I do like it when they do it in chunks. Like, give me 9 in a row and then give me 13 in a row and call it a season.
See, I would rather them... like stay steady until and just give us some winter break time off, like give us just a big chunk around the winter.
They will though.
I know, but
they'll
maybe like tack on extra time on each on the end of that.
You know, these interviews are really good for us. They give us like a new perspective going into watching the show.
Yeah, but you know what, I also was a little bit concerned because I feel like he'd never heard of our podcast before, so I feel like the cast really doesn't talk about us on set.
Oh yeah, you thought they did.
Yeah,
I bet it's come up before. I'm guessing
for
it's not a regular.
We've had so many of them on
all
at this point.
All the things
and we
they
like,
do is like for press days. And you think they're like, hey, did you do the Scrubbing In podcast?
I think maybe like after Levi was here and we talked about somebody else being here, he probably went up to them and said, hey, I did that podcast that you did. That
and
was kind
Helen
of fun.
Was
like, yeah,
on
was
our
fun.
Live show.
Yeah.
These people are doing
life
with us.
I don't
think
it's an
us.
Obsession. Yeah, they like the show and they probably brought it up from time to time. And I bet early on they're like, you guys, there's some podcast that's about our show and they're like winning awards. I bet that's happened at some point.
For sure.
All right.
We need to get Kevin McKidd back on. Ask Amy about that.
They never come back.
They
that's
never come
true.
Back. No, Camilla came back.
Yep.
True,
Jake Borelli
did.
Came back.
Anthony came back.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Point taken.
Bye with the negativity. But if we get Kevin McKidd back, that'd be pretty epic because we kind of really...
bonded with him?
I'm not sure.
I feel like we bonded with him. He thought we were funny. Thought you were funny, at least.
Hard to say.
Okay. Well... let's get into an email, shall we?
Yeah.
Oh, it's from Christina. How perfect. A great Grey's name on a great Grey's day. My boyfriend and I have an on and off situation. He's 45, I'm 38. So we are too old for games and drama. 2 weeks ago, we had a Vegas trip planned with his friend and his friend's wife. His TikTok has 0 followers and he's following 0 people. But the Sunday a week prior to the Vegas trip, I saw him follow 1 girl on TikTok with big fake boobs, that type of account. He's not following anyone else, just literally 1 girl. I asked him and he said it was an accident and he got agitated. This has happened on Instagram and Twitter as well. He'd follow 1 specific fake boobs porn page. So it's a trigger. I went home Sunday night because we got in a fight. And we didn't talk much until he texted me that he was unhappy and it's probably best for us to not work out. I didn't even bother responding. He went to Vegas alone. Then Sunday morning, he was trying to blow my phone up, trying to get a hold of me. Then he missed me. Am I being too much with the trust issues? Or is it normal for me to get mad that he ended up going to Vegas alone and doing who knows what? I felt like he picked a fight a week before so he could be alone for the weekend on purpose and brought someone else. Am I crazy?
I mean, this just feels like this needs to be an off relationship, as in not a relationship at all with this guy. I feel like Tanya has a different opinion. I don't know.
No, this is a hard pass for me.
I feel like I have definitely, especially on TikTok, liked someone or sorry, Tanya won't give me water, so I'm like struggling because she has no more liquids.
No more liquids in the studio for Becca Tilly.
So I'm suffering. But anyways, I was saying I've accidentally followed people on TikTok because of how the buttons are pressed. I've noticed I follow people. However, I think it's interesting that he's done this on Instagram
before. This is a trigger for her.
So it's not just TikTok. You've seen this happen. And I think that if he was willing to go to...
get over there?
I said I needed water.
Let her have a drink of water. It's okay.
Anyways, I'm just trying to say that I think this is a very unhealthy relationship. The fact that it's on and off and he's old enough that like these games and actions, he should be mature enough to handle this. But I also think like it seems like it's unhealthy on both sides. And I think that if he's triggering your trust issues, it's not even worth it. If it's not even in an established relationship. So of course you're never going to feel safe because you don't even have the safety of commitment from him.
This is a hard pass for me. The fact that he's like following, I understand that you say sometimes it can happen by mistake, but the fact that it's happened before just feels so fishy. Like, I don't know. And 45 on TikTok liking these big boob people, like it's just not like, I'm like, my boyfriend's in his 40s and if he was on, I mean, he's not on TikTok, but if he was and he was following people with big boobs, it would just be no for me. I don't know. I just think that if you're questioning this and you're saying, am I crazy? That is a red flag in itself. I feel like you're definitely not crazy. I do understand you're probably tied to this man and you love him a lot, but I think that the inner turmoil and like the conflict that you're having in your head is just going to keep happening over and over and over again. It's going to be a pattern.
Yeah, it's all bad. You know, I often will give a little bit of benefit of the doubt to guys in their 20s because they're still coming off a childhood where they were told they were the greatest thing in the world their whole life. And now they're realizing they're not God's gifts and kind of having to mature and figure things out and actually treat people with respect. But at 45, you should have figured that out by now. And he lied to you. Mm-hmm. The thing about accidentally following the big boob girl on TikTok, I know that can happen accidentally, but if you already did it on Instagram and did it on Twitter, he's lying to you. And that's bad. And also, if you feel crazy, that's a major problem in any relationship. Whether he's making you feel crazy or you just feel crazy, it doesn't really matter. If you feel crazy in your relationship, that's a huge problem. It is time for Christina to step back and be her own woman, spend a little time with herself, figuring out what she wants in a relationship, and the whole world's going to open up for you once you close that door. But you got to close that door, because if that door's cracked, you're not going to see the rest of the world.
You got to close that door. You got to deadbolt it. I just don't think, I mean, I think being in a, when you have to start something by saying we're in an on and off relationship, anything that he does,
oh my God.
Anything that he does
so dramatic
is going to make you feel insecure or crazy or whatever you want to call it. And that's just, it's not fair to you to even have to navigate those emotions or question yourself for feeling hurt or triggered by his actions when he does things that are disrespectful to you. But then he can be like,
the loophole. Think of the loophole he's figured out here.
That's what I'm saying. Because then he's like, well, we're not even in a relationship, so I can do whatever I want and I can go to Vegas by myself if I want because you're being crazy. And then you're like, am I being crazy? No, you're not.
But also, gaslighting. Loophole love, I kind of want to be alone in Vegas this weekend. I'll start a fight with her this week. Then we'll be off. Then I'm not cheating on her no matter what I do in Vegas. Then I'll be lonely and I'll come back and we'll get back together. It's the perfect relationship for a guy who doesn't want to be in a relationship.
Yeah, gnarly. Christina, so you deserve gnarly. More.
You deserve more. You deserve way more. You deserve better.
Yeah, so shut that door, lock it up tight, and throw away the key. Yeah.
We should probably wrap so Becca can get some liquid.
Oh my, she's being so dramatic.
I'm worried about her. I'm concerned about her.
So dramatic, Mark. On that note, Tanya.
Rebecca.
That's the end of the podcast. I have to get water because I'm being dry. I have to go down to the kitchen, drink my water,
and then
leave it down there because I'm not allowed to have liquids in here.
Correct. When you show that you are responsible enough to have liquids,
how do I show?
Because right now it just happened. You're in timeout. You are not allowed because you had the privilege of having liquid in here and you spilled it all over the cords. And so you have a little bit of time where you need to have some repercussions.
So I don't even
get... Maybe in the new year in 2022, I will let you have a liquid up here.
Me doing the podcast from my home with my tiny mic from now on.
I think water would be okay.
Yeah, water on the ground.
On the ground, yeah.
With the top on.
Water on the ground, fine. All fine.
Yeah.
No more Celsius. I understand. No sodas. Get it. But water is okay.
I even had my Celsius in the car and I was like, I'm not going to bring it in. She's not going to let me have it up there.
Smart.
But I did think I would get some water with a lid on. So that's...
Think again.
Unexpected. So before I have a cough attack again, thank you all for listening. Shout out to Richard Flood for being just...
The coolest.
The coolest. We don't know what we talked about because we were both smitten. And hope you all have a wonderful week.
Bye.
Bye. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is... And I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code iHeart to get 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.